and I couldn't. They told me about it. I am sorry to part with Tom, I must say. You ought to let him cover the whole balance of the debt, and you would, Haley, if you had any conscience. Well, I've got just as much conscience as any man in business can afford to keep. Just a little, you know, to swear by, as it were, said the trader, jocularly. And then I'm ready to do anything in reason to oblige friends. But this year, you see, is a little too hard on a fellow, a little too hard. The trader sighed contemplatively and poured out some more brandy. Well then, Haley, how will you trade? Said Mr. Shelby, after an uneasy interval of silence. Well, haven't you a boy or girl that you could throw in with Tom? None that I could spare well, to tell the truth. It's only hard necessity makes me willing to sell at all. I don't like parting with any of my hands, that's a fact. Here the door opened, and a small quadroon boy, between 4 and 5 years of age, entered the room. There was something in his appearance remarkably beautiful and engaging. His black hair, fine as floss silk, hung in glossy curls about his round, dimpled face.